The Windy City is going to have some crazy cold wind chills, Wes, so why not play Packers-Bears at Soldier Field? It's time for Final Thoughts. All right, Wes, what's at stake?
Mike, last week's game was obviously big for the Packers for a number of reasons, keeping their playoff hopes alive, getting a big victory over the NFC West champion. But you also have to be cognizant of the fact that this is also an equally important game for the Packers. As much emotion might have went into that big victory over the Seahawks, Packers don't have room for a letdown. They got to come out and really keep that intensity against a Chicago team that, while 3-10, has played a lot of teams difficult over the last month. So this is a big game for the Packers to go in and set the tone and really take control early.
Yeah. Keeping that momentum going is definitely key. And also what's at stake is just your position in the NFC North. The best scenario for the Packers is to beat the Bears, have the Lions lose to the Giants, and then you have a chance to win the division by winning your last two games. The worst case scenario is if you lose to the Bears and the Lions win, you're eliminated from possibly winning the division, and your wild card hopes are hanging by a thread. This is a big ball game. Wes, how about a player to watch?
Mike, Aaron Rodgers and the calf injury. We've talked about it all week long. This is something I'm sure the Bears will be obviously cognizant of. The Packers have been really mindful of this week. He didn't practice on Wednesday or Thursday. But Mike McCarthy said he actually feels really good about where his preparation is at, the time that he put in both with his rehab and also just doing some of the mental work in the film room. Packers, they've been in this situation before with Rodgers. I don't think there's really any concern there whatsoever. But the only question is whether or not he will get any time to practice on Saturday. Whatever the case may be, the Packers expect him to be Aaron Rodgers come Sunday.
All right, sounds good to me. And my player to watch is on the defensive side of the ball for the Packers, and that's Mike Daniels. He had a tremendous game in the trenches last week against the Seahawks, plugging running lanes, pressuring Russell Wilson. The Packers need Mike Daniels to have another big game. Jordan Howard, the rookie running back, closing in on a 1,000-yard season for the Bears. I think he's the focal point of Chicago's offense for this game. Mike Daniels needs to shut him down, get after the young quarterback and Matt Barkley, and keep this Packers defense playing well. It's the little things, Wes. Give me one for Sunday.
Mike, I don't know if you knew this or not, but it's going to be cold at Soldier Field. So the Green Bay Packers' ball security is going to be paramount for them. Not only just being able to protect the football when they're running with it, but also securing it as pass catchers as well and being really mindful of holding on to it before turning upfield. The center quarterback exchange is going to be something, too, that's going to be tested. So making sure that all those fundamentals are in line. The Packers have done a pretty good job just really securing the ball this year. But now with zero-degree weather, whatever else might be involved there at Soldier Field, they're going to have to pull through again with some challenging conditions.
Yeah, for sure. And my little thing is what these cold weather conditions can do to the kicking game. Mason Crosby had a great line this week. He talked about kicking a football in this weather is like walking outside and kicking the tire on your car. So might be a little difficult to kick field goals. We'll see how strategically that plays into things when you're in kind of a long field goal range. Can you make that kick or do you just go for it on fourth down? What does it mean for the punters? Are the punt snaps going to be blown around by the wind? Can the punters actually control the direction of where the ball goes? Lots of stuff to watch in weather conditions like this. Wes, I say the Packers win if they can jump on top of the Bears early, hopefully by a couple of scores. This is a Chicago team that's 3-10. I know it's the Packers-Bears rivalry, all that goes into that. But this is a Bears team that does not have the postseason aspirations that the Packers do. If you can get up on them early in these kind of conditions, maybe you don't have to take their best shot for four full quarters. Try to put these guys away early, break their spirit with a big surge early in the ballgame, and I like the Packers' chances.
Yeah, and I think they win, Mike, as you alluded to earlier, shutting down Jordan Howard. Now, I understand that Alshon Jeffery is going to be back out there for the Bears, and that's going to be a big weapon for them in the passing game. But really, they've done their most damage this year when it's been in the ground game. For being 3-10, they're still undefeated this year when Howard has more than 20 carries in a game. It's just been an issue getting him the ball that often. But he's been on a hot streak since he got shut down in Green Bay. Have to imagine that they want to get him going. And from the Packers' run defense perspective, shutting him down will be a big key for this defense being able to hold serve.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And with that, we'll sign off on Final Thoughts for now. But stay tuned to Packers.com and all the social media channels for your in-game and post-game updates. Thanks for watching, everybody. Enjoy the ball game.